the midfield line. You know, we're still trying to figure out the way that to accommodate those the needs that we're going to be more flexible going forward. And of course, the three guys in the midfield did a pretty good job today to try to shut down the good midfield. And of course, the second boss from Vancouver playing forward and pick up those balls. But you know, offensively, we still need to figure out how to utilize these guys to keep their good position. We have trouble last week in in Houston. This game was similar to that. Later on, we find more rhythm. We brought Roger, and I think Seba also helped us to find those spots that was vital to provide a good attack and the final pass to Carlos Ruiz. So, as I said, it's still early in the season, and we're still trying to figure out the way to make sure that the system will work well.
Before the red card in the second half, the offense is starting to look a little better. You know, there's a few movements and a few looks on goal there. What did you say to the guys at halftime, and what was the difference? You talked about going forward with the purpose. What was the difference from last week to this
week? Yeah, exactly. You say right to the point that, you know, we got to find the purpose, the idea going forward. And that was very difficult, you know, regardless of the circumstances, because the wind was blowing, the surfaces was not perfect. But, you know, we got to do better. I think we, Vancouver did a pretty good job to basically cover us on the wing. So we tried to play a little bit more direct, to use the guys up top with three of them. So, the balls playing against the wind, they stopped halfway, and then there was not easy way to play through it. So, you know, we try, and you saw in the second half, then Kyle Nakazawa moved more to the wing, that we doubled the wings, we tripled the wings with Seba moving also to the wing. So we try to utilize the wings as well to open them up. And I think in the goal situation, then exactly what happened. So we have to do, you know, and consistently. You know, we have to do this on a daily basis, you know, and learning from our mistakes and also improve our game. You know, it's very difficult to play against a team that, you know, fight for every ball. I think, you know, the big compliment to this team, because as an expansion team, you always fight for the points. And then, you know, they did a pretty good job to shut us down in the midfield, and you know, it was difficult to find the rhythm. And you know, as I said, there was a very physical game, like we expected, and it's going to be fight every game like that. So from my end, you know, as expansion team, is you always fight, especially early in the season, for the points, and you know, it's going to be very difficult to very difficult team to play against in the future as well.
Peter, you mentioned that that offensively you guys still have some work, but you have to be pretty proud of the way your defense played today. Obviously, making it another easy run for Reeves. Just kind of like those guys.
So we spent the last year thousands of hours talking about how to improve this team defensively, and the goals we have, we get the goals against us, then you know, everybody was scratching their heads what to do next. And I think we find a good recipe to improve this defense. And of course, as Lou mentioned, you know, Brian Carroll and Stefani did a pretty good job to stabilize the thing. And now we have you know, 6-7 guys that, you know, they fight for every ball, and of course they are really experienced, and they know what to do in the exact moment. So I don't need to, you know, remind them of every single minute what to do on the field. I think this kind of stuff is very good. And you know, as I said, it's still early in the season. It's you know, it's not going to be that we wish to have this the whole season long, but you know, we need to get better, and the guys who come on off the bench need to know exactly what this guy's doing. I think from our purposes as of now, as a season, we did play very efficient, very sophisticated, and you know, we have enough experience to make the necessary push to get the goal. You know, that was always our strong side, that we utilize all these three guys in a good manner, then that they can pop up in different spots, they can be dangerous, they can be in the situations, then they can face the defender and run on them. With Carlos Ruiz up top, we have this ability to play to him and then, you know, make it run chance of him. And I think we still need to improve that because it's, you know, he's the guy who can hold the ball up and then, you know, provide a good pass for this guy. So it's a little bit, you know, they need to get in sync, and I'm sure we're going to find a good way to practice these things, to, you know, to let them understand what we're looking for. And, you know, as I said, in the locker room, we have enough experience right now to, even without my direction now, to let them talk, let them figure out by themselves. I think that this is more important than just telling them what to do. I think we give them a lot of freedom up top, and they just need to find out the way how to operate and make themselves better and, you know, find themselves more. To accomplish in the last 2 weeks a little bit more than we did last year. We didn't win twice in the whole year. We didn't have shutouts the whole year, two shutouts in a row. So it's, you know, it's good to have it. As I said from the beginning, it's important to, you know, to let them feel confident, to let them feel that, listen, we can do some good things in this league. And, you know, having this kind of record is good, but just season is just start. So I've got to go back to the locker room and remind them again.